You gonna do the previously on?
Oh, do you want me to?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, totally.
Previously on.
Last time on Half Party, we listened to a magical speaker.
Yep.
He led us to the lobby. We talked to Eustace Fitzgerald.
Wow.
And we got some tasks, and we decided to go on an adventure to find Old Pappy.
We didn't decide what anything that we were doing.
That's what happened. I remember us deciding we were going to go find Old Pappy.
That's it. That's previously it? On.
Yeah. Oh. No, I was told by the producer to keep it shorter than 5 minutes.
That's a good point. We also talked to Threk. That was a thing that happened.
Oh, yeah. Threk, you know, and we got to meet all his brothers. Nilkrak, Thorak, Kikwak, Gelrog, Kildol, Ren, Alnish, Brynan, and Shrek.
Don't say that. Copyright infringement.
I'm sorry. Shrek.
It's okay. We already have a really nice copyright infringement on episode whatever that was.
We did go to Eustace after meeting Threk in the cafeteria, and we got our storylines.
We did.
We went to a quest hub.
Yeah, we went to a quest hub.
But we did not pick the quest.
Above them.
Mm-hmm.
They're all red.
They're all red skulls. We don't have the option to hunt wolves.
We can't grind any boars.
We're actually on our way to go to a store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were going to go shopping because we had some money.
Yeah. Shopping!
Hey everybody, welcome to Half Party. I'm Bjorn Falk, your DM. With me, as always, I have Daniel Diegnuff.
Yeah, I'm Daniel Diegnuff.
And Justin Smith.
Tippy Canoe and Tyler too.
Apparently we are getting some
General William Henry Harrison. Pneumonia.
We're trying to get some political grassroots movement for a campaign that happened 100 years ago. So you guys have just left the meeting with Eustace Fitzwilliam. You've got some plans to go to the commissary, see what you can find there, do a little shopping pre-decision on which path you guys want to go down. You have the three options, one to go find Merrick's father, one to enter a tournament, and the other to sow a little political discord. And, yeah, we'll pick it up with you guys walking down the hall. I imagine you guys are headed towards the commissary. Hallway than anyone you've been to so far.
Is there a sign that says commissary? Like, should I insight the walls to see if they lead me in a direction?
Oh, God.
There is a sign that says commissary. You could insight it, too, if you wanted to. It wouldn't really give you anything else, though.
Well, I'm going to put my hand on the wall. You know, it's a magical place. Like, mm-hmm. You know.
You never know. Go ahead. Roll that insight check.
Yeah.
Hand did you put on the wall?
Oh, it was my left hand's on the wall. I rolled with my right hand. And let's say, what's my insight at now? Oh, it's 5? Okay.
No numbers.
That's a 23.
Oh, my. So you know that this is the actual path towards the commissary. And there's signs everywhere.
What?
It's well lit.
Medic.
Yeah.
I put my hand on the wall and I'm pretty sure the commissary is this way.
You mean just the way the signs are saying?
Yeah, Merrick. The signs in my heart.
I'm so proud of you right now.
And I just march on down towards the commissary.
Just lead the way, little man.
And as you guys are marching down this hallway, you see a sign at the end of the hall. But before that, there's a gap in the wall that's an entryway to what, as you pass, looks like a tattoo parlor. And on one of the benches, beds, whatever they are, chairs.
I don't. I don't know. Like,
sorry,
what
I don't
am I
actually
seeing?
Have
like,
any
I'll
tattoos.
I'll actually look into the gap now. And let me give you some time to think about it. I'm gonna turn my whole body towards the gap. I'm gonna go, Merrick, look in this gap in here, in this tattoo parlor. Are those chairs or benches? What do you think they are, Merrick?
They're chairs.
And as you look in at the chairs, you do see that one of them has Mary Kilgrew sitting in it. Her shirt's pulled up over her shoulder, and right on her bicep, she's got a tattoo of a design. Oh, boy. It's hard to do.
Oh, Manic. Manic, look at this bicep. Do you see that Mary Kilgrew is getting a tattoo? What is that tattoo, Manic?
The tattoo design is a series of triangles linked together that appear to make this spiral shape out, and it's just this big tattoo right on the inner bicep.
Mary!
Oh, hey!
You're getting some ink done. Where the hell have you been?
Oh, you know, I'm you know, just getting my next chips in.
Oh, shit.
What?
Get my chips.
Oh, we kind of helped you with that. Like, do you put little M and S on two of them to know?
Oh, I don't want to do any kind of footnote-y type stuff, but yeah, it's just the ones that I've recovered are in here.
Oh. Does this mean that, I mean, do you get to keep the power of the chips in your bicep or something, or is it just make you feel good?
It kind of just is like my log. Like most of the chip hunters actually get them. They have them, you know, wherever they want. I like mine right here, so I can cover it up, you know, with my trademark white blouse.
Is it like a kill tattoo?
You could say that. I mean, I'm not killing the chips. They're just kind of there.
Just looking in awe. That's what Solo really cool. Is doing.
Well,
I hit Merrick while he's just talking.
What do you want? Why are you hitting me?
How many chips do we have?
Well, technically, we could claim those three.
Do you guys want to get tattoos?
I hit Merrick again.
What are you kissing me for?
We should get tattoos.
Why would we need tattoos?
And I just point at Mary's bicep.
Well, so that's her choice.
And I put my arm back and I make the point even more vigorous.
Go ahead. You can sit in that chair and get tattoos.
No, we gotta do this together. We got them together. What if we did like half triangles?
I'm not really...
Like we put our Wonder Twin powers together, you know?
It feels rushed, you know? It feels a little bit rushed. It's not ever coming off.
So Solo leans back a little bit with, like, his eyes starting to swell up.
No, it has nothing to
swell or well?
Yeah, like, well?
Yeah, well up with, you well up with tears. No, you swell up tears, like if right? You got an allergic reaction.
Yeah, I got an allergic reaction to whatever Merrick was saying. The bullshit he was spouting about being rushed, I am swelling up to it.
My body's a temple.
I don't really... I mean, it's fine. Could
lower
we just...
Lower lip is quivering.
Could we just table it until maybe we get our own chips?
We got one together!
Yes, we did.
We did, and I did the thing where, you know, I was...
No,
I was
we all remember. Out. We all remember we got it.
Yeah, and like, we tricked the goblins, and then no, I went,
we got
it'd
that,
be
and
a
we...
a great bonding experience.
We'd helped her. I really feel like we should just...
Not three, but maybe half. I get half, you get half.
We just go...
All right.
I'm going to the commissary. You can just sit here with Mary, and you guys can get your chip tattoos.
So what's the point of getting half a chip if you're not...
It's not... We're not doing that. We're not... Why would we do that?
Because we
split it. Why would we put...
You can't say that you roughly got the one chip by yourself.
I just don't... I'm not saying... I did not. I'm not even saying that I want to mark it down that I got the chips.
At this point, from the back of the room, there's a curtained-off area, and a large tiefling man comes through with his huge horns,
piercings on the horns. Merrick,
it's a day,
do you
man.
See this tiefling? What does he look like?
He's got this huge tiefling with huge horns curving back over his fucking back. God damn it.
Yo, Merrick.
I'm bad at this.
And I turn and look at the tiefling coming out from the curtain.
He's got tattoos all over his bright red skin. He's wearing just a leather vest. He has a very well-kept, shortly trimmed beard that's actually focusing into a goatee, very tight lines in the facial hair. And he goes, yeah, I can get you guys in here a minute. I just got to finish up this one line. And yeah, you guys hop on the chairs there.
And I go and sit down on a chair and I hit the other chair.
No,
very
I'm
excitedly.
Not. Medic. I am not.
Medic.
It's not.
Come on, medic.
Can we just think about it? We just happened to walk a gap. We're trying to go shopping.
All right. We can think about it. And I just
after
sit there.
When
just
we're
sit
done
there for a moment.
When I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. Just I meant after we're done.
All right,
shopping.
Medic. I thought about it.
And
hear me out. I know you don't like the idea of getting the half triangle, right? So what if we trade? And you get the other half of the triangle.
It's still... I'm going shopping.
And at that moment, he pats Mary on the shoulders. All right, all done. And she quickly rolls down her shirt to cover herself back up. And she goes, all right, boys, you have fun. I'm going to head out. I got to go pit stop and talk to Eustace. I'll see you later.
No, that's not...
See you later, Mary.
No, Mary, don't go. I just wanted to talk to you.
I'll see you later.
No, yeah. But Mary...
Deuces, Mary!
This is going all wrong today.
And the guy comes over and he goes, hey, just want to say, if you guys want like the standard stuff, I mean, that's fine. That's pretty quick and easy. If you guys want an enchanted tattoo, you're going to have to...
We're just taking
a little bit of time. Okay, so it's just going to take a little bit of time.
Does
whatever design you want.
Yeah, medic.
Yeah.
I'm just like pointing at the tiefling and nodding.
What are your enchantment options? What is your name?
My name's Roger Minnie.
Roger Minnie?
Hi, Roger. I'm Merrick, and this is Solo, and we're new here to the CHC.
Oh, you guys are new. Yeah, I kind of figured. Seems a little bit like, first-timer kind of stuff. Hold on one second. I'm going to go check with Eustace, see what kind of enchantments you guys are cleared for, and I'll be right back.
Everyone's just in and out.
And he goes back to the little curtained-off area, and you hear some vague sounds coming from back there.
I'm just wiggling my feet
over
the ground.
For a quick second, my little hairy-footed friend. Let's not rush into this, right? We need to make it really... us, yeah. And really cool, and you're just saying, you're just seeing tats on a bicep, and I know she's got a lovely bicep, and you're just really getting into it, but like, this is serious.
Merrick.
What? Have you ever had a tattoo before?
No, Merrick, but you know we're floating in space somewhere.
Aye.
And you know how we kind of just, you know, put one foot forward. Right? You know? Remember when we were back at, you know, Harovrov's place?
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember when you used to look at the night sky?
What does this have to fucking do with tattoos?
Merrick. You looked at the night sky and you thought to yourself, I'm not in that elvish boy town anymore.
No.
And what did you do when you left that elvish boy town? You just took a leap of faith, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if we just...
It's a...
took a leap of faith.
That I'm gonna have to look at for the rest of my life.
Medic.
These are serious...
What if you put it back here? And I pointed my back.
And at that point, Roger comes back out from behind the curtain. He goes, all right, so it looks like you guys are cleared for 3 different enchantment tattoos. We can do one of them. We've got Blood Link, which is kind of this, basically if you guys get into the bad stuff and drop to like unconscious, both of you, it basically snaps you back here. It only works once for every, I think it's a month. So it's not something you want to just like go out and test willy nilly, but it's a pretty good catch all there. There's another, the other enchantment Snap, where you can, you know, the same time kind of frame, you can use that at any point to teleport right next to the other tattoo person. Or you guys could do the Fortitude enchantment, which is going to kind of link your guys' health pools a little bit. So if there's something that's going to take you unconscious, you can actually transfer that hit to the other guy and not go unconscious. And that's the same time frame.
These are incredible. And you do the enchanting as well as the ink work?
Well, Eustace does the enchanting on the ink. I just do the, you know, the application.
Do you only do triangles?
I can do whatever design you'd like. But if you guys don't want tattoos...
No. That's not it at all, Roger. Just want to... You know, it's a big choice. Whatever we put on needs to have some meaning and...
Yeah.
Don't want it to be frivolous. And I don't really know how much I care about triangles.
Roger.
Yeah.
What this is like... Again? Oh, I'm Solo.
Solo?
Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
This isn't like a tattoo parlor that vanishes, like hole in the wall, like once we leave the room and go to the commissary, we'll never find you again.
I mean, it's happened before, but that was a while ago. What was that, 3 months ago now? Yeah, like it rarely happens.
We'll probably we're going to think this over. I think okay. we've got a lot of things to think over. Do you have maybe any like cool sample charts, like if a really cool butterfly or you know stuff that our fan favorites?
Yeah, I mean I've got these books here. You can take a look. I've got some copies of stuff if you want to take those with you to peruse. My specialty is tribal armbands, and then barbed wire. I'm really good at it.
Get one of them spider webs.
Yeah, see that's a really cool one. You get that five-pointed star thing on your shoulder. We could do the shipwreck on your chest with an octopus that reaches around over your shoulder, and then there's a giant squid fighting the octopus on your back with a man with a harpoon stuck into the squid. It's some pretty standard stuff.
Roger, you're a real gem. We really appreciate that time. We're gonna go shop. And then we'll come back. Because we need some ink done together to forge our relationship further, huh, Solo?
Yeah, I can go to the commissary, but I'm going to take this sample book and think about this forging ink work.
Okay, yeah, that sounds cool, guys. It's a big decision, and if you guys aren't up for the just jumping in and being spontaneous, that's fine. If you guys are more of the cautious, plan everything out and think everything through before you do anything type. That's totally up to you.
Hey, I'm looking through here.
Mm-hmm.
And do you happen to have the Valknut as a good specialty of yours?
The what? Wait, fine. You're talking about that with the... Yes, those three triangles that are kind of interwoven somewhat like a Celtic knot. I can do that. That's not a problem at all.
That'd be dope. Well, I'll just do some thinking at the commissary. I'll take this book. We'll be right back. And I just walk out the door, leaving Merrick standing there.
Sounds good. Nice to meet you, Solo.
Nice to meet you, Roger.
Thanks, Roger. See you in a few minutes.
Yeah, have a good one, and I'll see you when you get back.
Right. I dart out, and I jog to catch up with Solo.
Cool.
Just flipping through the book.
Yeah, and there's a lot of cool ones. There's some, you're in the butterfly section at this point, and it's just butterflies like lighting on flowers, butterflies on stones, butterflies on trees, two butterflies, butterflies with dragonflies. It's butterfly central.
Nice. And I'm taking my time to really scan through each butterfly and going, oh.
Some really nice color work with these, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. Really, really nicely done.
I just shake my head as he's looking through and realizing there's probably no way out of this tattoo situation and heading towards the commissary desk.
Yeah, and as you guys walk into the commissary area, you see a large desk, and behind it, these shelves disappearing off into infinity. They just seem to extend forever. And you see behind the desk one tall woman whose large hat actually sits on top of her head, this big white, almost folded hat. I should get better at describing stuff.
Manic, have you seen this large woman in this white hat? What does she look like?
She appears to almost be half giant. She's probably about 10 feet tall. And she's very well built. She's very muscular and wears this light blue dress. As she's standing behind the counter, and she goes, "Yes, how can I help you?"
"I'm Solo, and this is Merrick."
Yes, Eustace.
We're looking for some of your commissary items.
Right, we have our general goods, which are open to everyone, of course. But we have some more specific items that Eustace said you might be interested in.
How tall is the counter?
The counter is about 4 feet tall. It's taller than you.
Yeah, no, and I want to put my hand up on it.
Yep, there's a small stepping stool.
Oh, I step up the small stepping stool. I put my arm, like my whole arm down, and I kind of lean forward, like eyebrows raised, because I wanted to lead this conversation. You know, Merrick usually takes over, and I want to do something nice for Merrick at the commissary.
Cool.
You know, and so I'm leaning forward.
She goes, "Yeah, I've got this short list here. If you'd like to take a look."
And I look at Merrick and I go, "Yes, we do.
Aye.
All right." So the list is a phoenix egg for 800 gold, an angel dart, which is a dart that if you throw into the air after speaking a target's name into it, if that target is on the same plane as you, it will find that target. It does zero damage. The bell of the crier, which while you're holding this bell, the user can make a performance check to throw their voice and speak loudly, similar to the thaumaturgy spell. I'm sorry, the angel dart is 1,500 gold pieces. The bell of the crier is 600 gold pieces. The next item is a jump rope. When told to jump, it coils like a spring and launches into the air, and it can carry one creature up to medium size 15 feet into the air, has one charge per day. And that's 900 gold pieces. There is the hidden sword, which is an unfindable sword. So if you wear this sword and someone searches you, they will not be able to find it. And it acts as a short sword for 1,500 gold pieces, or the coin of fortune, which once per day you can use. You can replace a d20 roll with a coin flip, and heads is a crit, tails is a crit fail, and that is 2,000 gold pieces.
Boy,
you said heads was a crit.
Heads is a crit, tails is a failure.
What does a phoenix egg do?
That's all that the phoenix egg says. It just says it's a
phoenix egg. 800 gold. It's one good omelet.
One real nice omelet.
And I lean back and I go, "Merrick, does any of this sound nice to you?"
They seem crazy. That's a lot. There's not What is the bell? The bell of the crier is a performance check for throw the voice, but is that once a day or how many times does that happen?
Once per day.
And you said the angel dart just like flies to a target.
Yep.
Anywhere on the plane.
Yeah, anywhere on that plane of existence.
But can we follow it?
Theoretically, it moves quickly.
Do we need to know what the target is?
It would have to be an identifier, so you couldn't like throw it up and be like, "Hit the big bad orc." It'll just go to the nearest big bad orc. But so if you're like, "Hit the bad orc named Carol," it will boom, fly up, and go for the nearest big bad orc named Carol.
Nearest does big no bad damage. Orc,
like,
right.
So if there are multiple orcs named Carol, it's not gonna go to the next one. Right. So like if we say, "Hey, find Francis for us."
If Francis is on this plane. Francis the dark elf with purple robes, we'd have to
say. I think if you guys just said Francis the Dick, that would probably work.
How much was the hidden sword?
Hidden sword is 1,500.
How much is the jump rope?
Jump rope is 900.
And I lean back and I just kinda stroke my chin a bit. These prices, are they normally this steep?
Oh, for items like this, this is pretty standard. I'd say that you're getting a good price as it is.
Do you have any, lean back a little bit.
Do you have any healing potions? Mom, what was your name?
Lily Bosley.
Lily Bosley. That's nice. That rolls right off the tongue there. Lily, do you just have normal things as well? Like,
yes, we have your standard fare, pretty much anything you would need, we have. And health potions for chip hunters, which I believe you two are, right, should be provided
to
you.
We're about to go get our chip tattoos.
Oh, great. I've heard really good things about them.
What do you know about this phoenix egg, Lily Bosley, Miss Bosley?
Not a whole lot. And she actually points down the aisles and says, "Would you like me to go get it? You can take a look."
That'd be just fine. It's just interesting. It's that'd be nice.
Just 1 minute, and she pulls out this wand and hits the stacks, the
shelves.
That's the one. She hits the shelves, and this
Merrick, you see these shelves that she just hit with her wand.
This rolling ladder that you know, like they have in the same ones that are in the library. Man, I'm riding the struggle bus today.
Do you smell toast?
You hear?
Can you smile with your arms over your head?
And slams into the end of the shelf, and she hops on it, waves her wand again, and whisks down the shelf.
So while she's gone, is there anything here that excites you?
Yeah, did you see this butterfly on this dinosaur? Oh, you're talking about the commissary.
Right.
And I put the book down.
Put that where we're talking about spending a good amount of about hard-earned gold here.
I mean that angel dart seems pretty interesting, don't you think?
No, I don't.
What? You don't? Well,
we can't keep up with the dart. It doesn't do any damage. I don't know. Maybe I'm not thinking outside the box, but I don't...
What if we say, find the nearest chip?
We have a compass for that.
What if we say, find your pappy?
We've already got it. I'm not really sure that that's... I want to use an angel dart to find him.
I mean... And I put my hand on my heart. I was like, is it because of your heart?
It's. I'm not getting into it right now.
And I put my hand towards him.
No,
like,
just...
You... Okay.
I'm fine. I'm just... We've got a lot of things happening right now.
I hear you, Mary.
Do you want this jump rope?
Oh, I mean...
shiny things. Just kind of distracted with shiny things.
I mean, a jump rope. I mean... Hey, you ever seen that that art that was done on the side of that rock? You know, the one... It had a poem above it. The wonderful thing about... Jumper's a wonderful thing. You remember that little poem?
Yeah, I think so, about...
I feel like I'd be that creature with the tail that jumps around.
Right.
And boom.
Smash cut.
Lily is back with this. She's holding something that is about the size of a loaf of bread covered in a piece of canvas. And she says, well, here it is. And she sets it down on the counter in front of you and unwraps the canvas, and inside is a large fire red egg. And as you're looking at it, the flames seem to be moving inside of it. There is a gold, what looks like a flower on the top of it. And then gold that runs down, the sides of it as well, almost as though it's dripping down the egg.
I point at it and I turn to Merrick and I go, I want that one.
Yeah, I think I want that one too. I don't know what it does at all, but...
Not everything has to do something, right? You remember when you left that elvish boy town?
When you spend 800 gold on something, and you don't have a house, or, you know, it's not like... Everything's got to have a purpose. You can't just... That's a lot of gold we're talking about. It's not like we're going to go spend 800 gold on like a fine dinner. It's not the way I spend money. I agree with you that this egg needs to come into our possession. I mean, apparently there's a book around here that should tell us about phoenix eggs. All right, let's put that here. That's great. We definitely want that.
That sounds like a good first choice. Anything else I can get for you?
Well, it's a question of payment. For anything else, I think, here, Miss Bosley. Is it Miss or is it Mrs. Bosley?
Miss.
Oh. Just wanted to make sure I was addressing you properly, ma'am.
Appreciate it.
So
I was just looking back at both of them during that interaction.
Well, you're looking up because I'm definitely looking up. She's a tall lady.
Very tall.
Climb that tree. I think there are two other things that are very exciting. Maybe three if Solo is interested in his rope. I feel like the jump rope, the hidden sword, and this coin of fortune are something that's quite enticing, I think.
Oh, yes, they're very interesting items.
Now, are these just on sale now? Any chip hunter can buy them, or did Eustace kind of handpick these for us?
Eustace suggested these items for you.
Right.
Do you do any down payment sort of things?
Right. I mean, we're going to be here a while.
We do a down payment, and then you pay the rest of it right away, and then I give you the item.
Oh, so it's not really any type of...
We could do a layaway type program?
Is there a deposit fee for the layaway?
Well, we've got a lot of gold and jewels and whatnot, as well as this cash from Nikolai. So we're at 800 there. The hidden sword seems absolutely fantastic. Would put us at 2,300. And I think we have about 2,064 gold.
Mm.
That's what I think we have.
And Lily,
Lily, one moment. I need to consult.
Of course. Please,
just
take
one,
your time.
1 second, and we...
I hop off the stool.
And I take a knee. I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
If I have 240 gold...
Right.
And you have 240 gold...
Right.
And we have 1,600 in the chest.
Right.
I think we have 23,000. 2,300.
No, I'm saying that's how much the two items are that we want.
Well, we obviously don't have that kind of money.
It's called haggling, Solo. Like, we're now agents of the CHC. They want us to live. They want us to acquire these chips. I thought it would be in our interest. That's why I said we had 2,064, leaving us with 14 gold just for walking around.
14.
It's math.
How much do you think the tattoos are?
Free.
3,000?
No, I think they're free.
Free? You think he's just in there doing free tattoos?
Mary didn't pay anything.
What if she's got... Oh. Lily?
Yes?
Let me turn it back around.
Yeah.
So, you know down the hall, the tattoo guy?
Yes.
Roger Minnie?
Yeah, I like Roger.
Oh, right. So Mary Kilgrew?
Yeah, I like Mary too. She's a great lady.
She was in there... She got some work done, and she just got up and left.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right. He usually asks for payment up front.
How much is his tattoos?
It depends, of course, on the intricacy of the tattoo,
oh,
I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Listen, we're taking the phoenix egg. That's it for right now.
Okay.
Unless you can work us a deal. We've got 2,000 gold, and it's a $2,300 tab.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, not a problem. We do also have a very nice tea set that might be magical.
Could I see this tea set?
Got to get it out of the... right back.
Right back.
Just full dash action, running.
So it's just
through
like
the library, you know, past useless.
Hey!
Just booking it.
Anything that's of value that's not liquid in cash.
And I pull out this note of goblin writing, and I go, "Is this worth anything?" And I set it on the table and kind of scoot it towards her.
What am I looking at here?
I think it's a magical parchment from the goblin culture.
Interesting. I may need to get this appraised properly. I'm not a scholar of goblin artifacts
by any means.
It does appear to just be ordinary writing, but of course I would hate.
I've
got this all right here. I've got all the and like I just
ow.
I've carefully placed the tea set, but I've dumped everything else that was in our treasure box.
Merrick, are you missing? Where's the rest? You're missing the little plate under this tea cup.
Oh, almost a full set.
No, I've got it. It's right here. It's the full set.
Oh, Merrick. Yes, I see it.
Just kills it. I'm going to make him run through the hallway again, and you just killed it.
And he looks at it. She looks at it and goes, I think that's a fair deal.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. And, I mean, we're good for it. We're going to be coming back.
Of course. So you would like this and the sword?
The egg and the sword, yeah.
Yes. The hidden sword? Okay, yes. Be right back. And she hops back on her ladder and taps it with her wand and off down the stacks and shortly returns with the sword in hand. It appears to just be a very normal short sword. puts it down. She says, and the gold?
In the... All right, I'll be right back.
And he just full dash action. Arms running, you know, like hands just flinging through the air.
Is he not doing the anime run with his hands out behind him straight?
Oh, no. Well, he starts with this one, but then he picks up speed as he sees Eustace, you know? Hands go back.
Hey everybody, Bjorn your DM here, and I just wanted to check in and say happy 10th episode. We made it, and we're pretty excited. We all feel really good. We put some sweat into this, and we want to say thank you to you guys for sharing it. We've done pretty much nothing other than friends and family kind of pushing it upon them, and you guys have been great about spreading the word as well. So what we want to do is set up a little contest, and this is how it's going to go. If you submit a name for Solo's right hand to halfpartycast@gmail.com, we'll select one lucky winner and send them a set of my dice that I use in the game. We thought that'd be kind of a fun way to share that out and have a little bit of fun with you guys and possibly spice that in. I haven't run this by Dan at all, so we'll see if he cottons to it, and hopefully we'll get it worked into the game. So yeah, submit your right fist names to halfpartycast@gmail.com. As always, I want to say thank you to RGB the band for our awesome music, and to Molly Doan for our great cover art, and let's get back to it.
And I'm back. This is...
Oh, great. Right. You're quite the runner.
Thanks.
It's very impressive.
Well, it's getting easier.
You must be quite constituted to be doing so many long wind sprints.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks so much for that. You want me to make...
How's your tummy feeling?
You want me to make a constitution check? You're not even the DM, and you're asking me... I know that no dice has been tossed in the last 42 minutes.
And I want you to make a constitution check.
18.
Totally fine. Like, you feel the lactic acid, and you feel your stomach kind of clenched a little bit. But with a couple deep breaths, you manage to calm everything down. You're fine. Goodness. A veteran. So she goes, pleasure doing business. And she takes everything into this sorting tray that she's got, this little rolling table, and deposits the gold into a safe that she has. And she says, thank you so much, boys. And I look forward to doing business again in the future.
Yeah, this has been great. Thanks, Lily.
And I scoop the egg off the table and hold it in my arms.
It's warm. Very, very warm. It's like almost to the point of being uncomfortable. But you're enjoying that.
Yeah, I wanna, and I'm cradling it, holding it close to my chest.
With that egg.
You be careful with your sword.
Who said it was for me?
Well, obviously, it's for you.
You can use a sword.
What do I want a sword for?
It's just a backup.
And I set the egg down, and I go, and I hold my hands up in front of him. I go,
Medic. Can you not just leave the 800 gold egg just laying around just to show off your hands?
And I pick up the egg, and I cradle it, and then I kind of, like, one hand turns towards him, but the arm's still underneath the egg.
Let's go see Roger. We're out of gold. Let's go see what Roger says. Because you've got 40 gold, and I've got 40 gold.
Pick up your sword, Medic.
Yeah, I've already got it.
I couldn't tell. Look at this egg!
It's hidden. It's a hidden sword. Of course you can't tell.
You've strapped the sword to your waist.
Are you sure you actually got the sword, Medic?
No. But I strapped it to my waist. It's just fine.
Lily! Lily!
Yeah?
Could you get Medic the sword? No. He doesn't have it yet.
No, it was...
It's right there.
Lily,
is it Lily?
I can see it on his waist. He hasn't tried to hide it yet.
Lily, can you?
You gotta hide it in order to be the hidden sword.
Would you just...
Sword hide.
Wait a second. Is this just sword, a regular sword?
I looked down at hide.
The sword seems to, like, melt into your side? Oh, and you can't see it anymore.
That's pretty fancy.
Just like Solo's just jaw is open and very concerned about Merrick.
And you take your hand, like, you're unsure at this point. It's like, oh, did she just, like, whisper this sword away from me? And you put your hand down, you can feel it there.
Weird. This is weird. I'm just writing that down over here.
And Solo, you go over to feel where the sword is, too. You put your hand onto it, and you can't feel it.
Merrick, I don't think this thing is here anymore.
All right, we're going to Roger. And we're further in this story along.
All right, and I just kind of waddle. Hey, Merrick, since you have an open hand, can you grab his book?
I go back to Lily's desk.
I was wondering if you were planning on coming for this. I
thanks.
I do enjoy looking at his art, but of course you should have it back.
Did you see the butterfly on dragon wings?
It's really nice. And I just it's really nice.
Do you have any suggestions? Nah, never mind. It's fine. I join Solo, the egg, and Roger in his hole in the wall.
Yeah, you find Roger in his hole in the wall, and he's there. He's cleaning off his tools. He says, hey, welcome. Good to see you guys again. That was quick.
How much does a tattoo cost?
It depends on, you know, what exactly you're looking to have done. The simpler ones are obviously cheaper. It takes less of my time, less ink.
Does it cost any more for an enchantment, even though Eustace is doing the enchantment?
That was a compliment of Eustace. Is there any design that you guys are thinking of that you...
And I put 40 gold on the table, and I go, how much does 30 gold get me?
That's going to be a little bit simpler.
Is that like a triangle?
A couple triangles, maybe interwoven.
Can I have 3 triangles?
Yeah, if we're looking at that thing that you were talking about earlier.
Hey.
What was that called?
Oh, it's called the Valknut.
The what?
The Valknut.
Of course.
And we can claim 3 chips, right? Maybe technically 4.
I guess so. That's not really my area of expertise.
No, that wasn't a question for you, Roger. Thanks.
Oh,
that
was... sorry. No, the other guy wasn't saying anything, so
no, he does.
I thought I'd step in there.
He's just holding the egg.
I mean, I didn't want to talk too loudly. I don't want to scare the little guy.
Do you know anything about
it? It's pronounced Pahonix.
You clearly don't know anything about it.
Wow, it's a little dismissive.
I'm sorry, Roger. He's in a bit of a mood. He just spent all of his money on some fancy sword that he doesn't even have anymore.
Oh, did he get the old switcheroo on him?
Yeah, Lily pulled the switcheroo. She's like, oh, here's a magic sword.
That's pretty funny. I like that joke. That's a good
one. He spent 1,500 gold on it.
Pahonix egg? Yeah. You think it's a Pahonix egg? Have you ever seen one of these before?
The Pahonix eggs? No. Stuff of legend, I've heard. But, you know, it's not my area.
All right. Just, Solo, pick out what you want us to have.
This is... You know that... That blood leg sounded pretty cool, but I mean, maybe we could do like some fortitude.
Oh, I'm not. I was talking about the damn ink. He doesn't even do the enchantment. We have to go see Eustace.
No, I've got the ink. The enchantment's in the ink.
Oh,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah, that's right. And I kind of like I hold the egg, but point with one finger, and I go like, "That's why he's got the 3 bottles of ink that like look all magical."
You're right. Yep. I didn't see those there.
Use your eyes.
I'm very...
Just kind of like hold the egg a little bit closer.
So have you guys decided which enchantment you'd like?
Yeah, I think that
we did... And I look at Merrick and I go, did I miss something?
Did you black out or something? We talked about it. It's the blood link.
Wait, that's the one we wanted?
Yeah, that happened like 3 minutes ago.
And
do you smell toast? Are you okay?
Is the egg heating any of my clothes that I would smell any of the singes off?
It's not quite that hot, but maybe a little odor if there's a little dust on
it. I think the blood link makes sense because we're just 2 asshats wandering in a place that we don't know what we're doing.
And the blood link, for clarification, is the one that once a month. You guys go to 0, you pop it back to the library.
Once a month.
Some might say back to Valhalla.
No, they wouldn't. No one would say that.
I looked at my mic like it was the viewer, and I just rolled my eyes. I want you viewers to know that.
It was a hard eye roll. Audible.
It was very audible.
I don't think we're ready for pyramid technology, and I don't think our health pools are big enough to link.
Right, right.
So I think blood link makes sense for us. And the future of this podcast.
Yeah. We'll keep things going.
All right. Yeah, I'd be fine with a blood link, and I'm fine with your ill knock thing.
The Valknut.
Aye.
Yeah.
Oh, the Valknut. Okay.
Yeah, let's get this fired up. And he starts setting up. He says, "Grab a seat on the chair. Where would you like it?"
Ooh.
Forehead?
Where
eyebrow?
Where are you putting yours, Solo? I got a bit.
Inner thigh?
Well, I was going to say, we could just get letters on our hands. Like, hold fast. Or dick punch. And then we could hang our hands together. You know, you're into the fist thing, or... All right, no, that's fine, that's fine.
At this point, sorry, viewers, so you can't see my face. And again, I'm looking at you, the mic. The face that I've given Merrick for everything he's just described to me is one of vigorous disappointment. With everything that just came out of his mouth. Just to paint a picture for you. I mean, Merrick, that sounds like... And it's an interesting idea.
It's fine. We don't have to do it. Just thought you were really into fists.
Well, I mean, silence over here, but...
You haven't even come up with a name for
it. I don't want to just rush into naming this one and I hold my right fist up.
You're not going to spell the name of the fist on it.
But you said I was going to, like, hold punch.
Just... Hold fast. Just forget it.
Wait, do you get hold and I get fast?
Maybe, or like, I don't know what other four-letter word combinations there are.
Roger?
Yeah?
Do you know of any four-letter word combinations?
No, just put the tattoo wherever you want. I'm putting mine on my back shoulder.
Okay, wait, left or right?
Left. My left. I don't know where you're putting yours, Solo.
I'll put mine on my back right.
Oh, and you guys stand together and you see them next to each other.
Aye, and we could do like that thing where we put our shoulders together when we look at the enemies and they go run away in fear.
Yeah, yeah, that'll get them. Sure, that's the ticket.
I just don't even.
Yeah, sure.
I just sit down on the chair.
All right, here we go. Who's first?
And I'm pointing. I want to point at me, but I'll go. Merrick can go if he wants to.
No, it's fine. It's you.
Here we go, and let's get started. And he starts. Going to work on this shoulder. I need you to roll a constitution check.
Okay. That's a 16 plus 1. That is a 17.
No problem. It does hurt a bit, but you grit through the pain and you're just fine. It is all right. That's about 15 minutes later. He's all done. Because this is what we're looking at here. He holds up a mirror.
This is outlined, right? It's not even filled in yet.
He's got most of the fill-in done. He's very quick. That's some nice work. And yes, Merrick, you, are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Constitution check.
16. That's what I rolled.
Oh, you're just fine as well. Yeah, the sting is there, but it feels good.
Now we have tattoos.
And now you have tattoos.
And Merrick, it looks like the three chips that we got together.
I think we're up to
it's
four.
It's the start of
but
our adventure, Merrick.
It's great. It's great. There's no way out of this. It's great.
And I lean forward to Roger with hushed voice, and I go, Roger.
Yeah.
If Merrick ever wants to remove his tattoos,
uh-huh.
How much would I have to pay?
To remove them?
Aye.
You can't remove them.
Roger. And I lean up a little bit closer, and I go, maybe you didn't hear my question.
I'm sorry.
How much do I have to pay?
To remove them?
Yes.
You can't remove them.
Roger.
Yes.
But what if he doesn't want it anymore?
They just cut off the skin.
Okay. How much would that cost?
I do it for one gold piece. Just.
All right. Merrick, don't worry. Someday we can get it removed.
That's not how this works. It's fine. I've put it on my
can get it removed. We already talked it over. I'll even put a down payment now for when you're ready. And I hand him one gold.
Great, thank you. Excellent tip. I do make most of my money on tips, by the way. Just so you know.
Throw down.
I'm still holding the egg.
Five gold. I'm like, we're really strapped for cash. I don't even know how much this cost anymore. But
usually you should, plan that before you go and, eat out or something like that.
How much did we just pay per tattoo?
It was 30 each.
Great. Here's five, and now I've got five left. Let me make a note of that here after we got these ridiculous 30 gold tattoos. Five gold left.
I hand him four extra gold, and I go, that four is the tip, and the one is the down payment for when he wants to.
Gotcha.
And I just move my hand around.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roger. It's nice to meet you.
Really, pleasure to meet you too as well. If you need anything else done, just let me know. I've got a great face tattoo from the ogre Mike Tyson. Have you seen him? He's one of the brawlers. Oh.
Could you explain the tattoo to us?
It's a tattoo that goes over your face. It looks like kind of like a tribal bear claw thing.
Aye.
That's great. Does he work here at the CHC?
No. He's down in one of the worlds.
Oh, well, we'll keep an eye out for Iron Mike.
Yep. Yeah. It's a good idea. His defense is impregnable.
It is impregnable.
Yeah. I would keep an eye out for him. He likes to do a lot of Tournament of Champion type stuff.
Merrick.
Don't say it.
Merrick.
Roger, we've got to go.
Yes, you boys have a good time.
Right, we're going back to Eustace. And as we're walking back to Eustace, I'm like,
I'm still carrying the egg. Merrick, did you ever give him his book back?
Yes, I did. I actually said it and everyone talked over me, but I said, did your book back when he was talking about his Iron Mike face tattoos. Roll the tape if you want.
Hey, we'll check it in post.
So, do you want to just go to the tournament? Or do you want to find Mada first?
I just kind of hold the egg to think
And
about
we're going
to
have to do something with that egg. So be ready that you're not going to be holding that all the time. Eustace is going to tell us what it is because we've got questions and he's got books. Don't make that face at me. Don't make that face. You can't carry that egg. It's almost the size of you all the time.
And I like shrug my shoulders upward, like obviously I'm carrying this
egg. No, I know that you're able to carry the egg, but can we just...
And I start walking towards Eustace. I don't want to have this
conversation. No, I don't. It's not a conversation. And I catch up with him. Eustace. I ring the bell at his desk.
Eustace.
And he's... immediately just winging around the shelves on his ladder and hops off gracefully and says, yes, what can I do for you, boys?
Thank you very much, first and foremost, for the blood link enchantment. That's very kind.
You're welcome.
I like show him my right shoulder.
Ooh, excellent design.
The selection of items that Lily had were also fantastic. So thank you for that. Your thoughtfulness. We did want to know a little bit more about this phoenix egg.
Ooh, you went with the phoenix egg.
Pretty blindly, yeah. It was more just a glimmer by. But do you know anything about the phoenix egg?
Well, it's definitely phoenix.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy over the pronunciation, but it's definitely phoenix.
I'm glad someone could speak definitively to this without... being an asshole about it.
Yeah, it's always nice to have that. Here, I actually have the book right here. I was perusing it last night when making my selections, and here, let me read to you. The phoenix egg is a reusable grenade. It doesn't actually contain a phoenix, as everyone knows that phoenixes actually regenerate from the ethereal plane and not from any type of egg. That would be ridiculous. But this is a grenade. When thrown, it will erupt in a ball of flame, and eventually burn everyone in the 5-foot radius that it will. Five-foot radius area that will be engulfed by the flames and make them very toasty, in the amount of 4d6 points of damage.
Good lord!
And then, if you keep the top, that little gold top you see there, that flower, it will grow back over the course of 12 hours.
Well, thanks so much for that. It is a lovely item, to be sure.
Yes, it's quite useful. Helps with large groups of enemies.
And the size of this thing is pretty big.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Don't know how we're going to carry that, but that's
lots of fire in it.
Right.
Eustace.
Yeah.
Lily was talking about how, like, we have, like, some potions that they give us, you know, like a little, like, a adventurer's pack,
yeah.
You know? Is there, like, a small bag that this would fit in pretty easily?
You're looking for something that could actually contain it that wouldn't over-encumber
so,
you.
Yes, inconspicuous.
I think we can whip something up here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Seems like something you would need for your mission.
And the compass and potions and everything. Mm-hmm. Right. Course. Right. Well, I think we're going to find out a little bit more about the tournament.
The tournament first.
And I look at Merrick and I kind of like want to question whether he's okay not finding his paw first.
I just brush it off. Of course. Like the face is like, oh yeah, yeah, it's annoying. And I was like, that, don't worry about it. That.
Yes. Well, what else would you like to know about this tournament?
It's two man. Is Iron Mike Tyson in it?
Yes, he's one of the fiercest contenders.
Oh, great!
Who's Iron Mike Tyson's partner? You said it was a two man.
It is a two man tournament. I'm not sure who he has actually picked this time.
Evander Lightbringer, of course.
Does he usually just pick like some slow, tiny chump to just like sit in the corner?
He likes to give him water. He likes to actually have. Sometimes it's a tiger that fights with him.
Tiger butt.
Tiger butt.
Tiger butt. It's usually the whole tiger, but
no, that's the famous druid Tiger Butt.
Well, it's known far and wide. It's a little terrifying.
Wait, and Tiger Butt and Iron Mike Tyson are going to team up?
I hope.
Or do you think
possibly
their opponents?
I would hope that they wouldn't, that for your sake. They're a formidable
pair. Wouldn't
they
hate each other?
I hope that Klaus is not there.
Well, if Klaus is there, then there's no point in entering.
There's no point in entering. He's the greatest rogue of all time.
Yes.
Everyone knows Klaus.
Wait, did you say the greatest rogue? Fen Davenport? I've heard so many stories about the greatest rogue, Fen Davenport.
Well, Fen, I believe, is off cavorting about the land. He's known to be one with the ladies, so I think that he's got quite a bit of alimony problems at the moment.
Aye, so he's trying to get some more
exactly.
money because he's the greatest
he may enter this tournament.
Ever lived.
What are there any chips involved in this tournament?
The top prize is a chip and a map.
A map of more chips?
Possibly. I don't know any details on the map, but that's what is listed as the prize.
Do you know how many rounds?
How many rounds in the entire tournament?
Four rounds.
So now if we accept this mission, what do we? How does that work? Since this is our first mission to accept from you,
I will
first
open
and
up
only.
The portal. You will go to the town and begin your. You have to enter the tournament first, and then you'll begin.
That sounds like a lot
right.
of paperwork.
No, it's fine. It's just a one-page form.
Are you
like
sure?
A one-page release form. That's what all tournaments are.
Have you been to these tournaments?
Well, yeah, the tournaments came to Elvish Boytown all the time.
Okay, you had some Elvish Boytown tournaments. Like, these are some grand-scale tournaments. Like, what size scale could you have at Elvish
they
Boytown?
They don't get bogged down with paperwork. You know that you could die.
Well, how many people are at the Elvish Boytown? It's like, what, 100 of you?
Eustace?
Shots fired.
Eustace?
Yes.
Eustace?
Could you excuse us just a minute?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't mean to eavesdrop.
Just one moment. I'm just a little concerned with paperwork. I've never had to do any.
Merrick's just sitting there. Merrick is having a real... crisis right now. And viewers, since we're doing this, he's weighing his chances on how fast he could take the top off that phoenix egg and how much fire would happen to this beautiful room full of books that he's in. Like, he's having a moment where he doesn't want to burn any books, but he doesn't care. He wants to engulf him and Solo in a 5-foot radius ball of flame. But he stops and he turns. Like, they did their normal turn thing, and, like, I'm sure Solo was waiting for me to say something, and I just turned back, like, we're ready for the portal to be open.
Oh, very good. Yes. Quite. And right. He starts looking around under his desk, preparing. Just about a minute.
And, like, the supplies, this bag that he was asking for, potions, compass, that's all going to just be on the other side of the portal.
I've got it here.
You got a go bag. Bag's right here.
It'll be fine.
Great.
And after about a minute, he goes, all right, here we go. And he slams both fists down on the desk and right in front of the desk. Just like you saw before, this portal opens up to this weird, starry, ethereal nothingness.
Hopefully, we'll see you in 4 rounds.
Don't forget this. And he throws you a pack.
I snag it.
You snag it, and it's a JanSport backpack.
I take it and put it over one arm. Only. Sling it over one arm of my back.
You got it. You can feel that there's a little bit of something inside of it.
We'll see you soon. And I step, step into the starry portal.
Give him a big wave.
Good luck, Solo.
Step right behind him.